Hi everyone, this is the Dupe Parenting Podcast. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman.
And my name is Linda Ijafo Suleiman.
And we have our friends here. Woo! I love it. See, that's why they're here. Hey, hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dupe Parenting Pod Season 2. We're back. Such an encourager. Bad behavior. Anywho, we're having a great time because before we started rolling, we were busy gisting because we forgot that we're supposed to be actually filming. We have our friends back with us. The Amonds, Tosin, and Deji.
Hello.
I don't even remember them from the last episode. Season.
They had two episodes, so this is number three.
Question.
Fire.
Are we your only friends? Not only fans, only friends. Just so you don't get it twisted, right?
Hey!
Deji.
We are fans, but Deji.
Tosin.
My ears are red.
This shade.
What's the question?
Baby, wait. The man no lie. If I were him, I'll ask to. Like,
why are we bringing them this third time? He will not come back again.
No, calm down. Don't be angry.
For the record, we don't have friends.
I love you like that. They will not come back again.
Well, you see, this is what happens when your friends now become your family members. Then the thing that other people are begging for, yeah, and they're the one that is begging them for it. Do you know people are begging us to come on this pod? They want to come and sit here. But you know what?
I'm how did they say that word? Bask?
And bask in our aura.
Oh, I thought you were going to say saliva, but okay. But yeah. But okay. Like we love you. We are happy to be here.
So just to be clear. They have a lot of very important experience in you know parenting.
And you moved on.
Maybe when they've given you two hit combo, you move on.
No,
and
I'm
because
sorry.
We cannot actually get a better replacement for what they bring in terms of knowledge and experience. We will Deji, if you like, say anything you like to do, you will still come on the show. I will take it and you will come back on the show.
Yes. I would. You know, I will come back.
As the super. So, guys, I can see I'm shameless right now. It's the only food that have options that will be. But guys,
thank you. That every time we call you guys are always there and telling us, we have stories to tell. We have stories to tell. So
and not just on the pod, Tosin is also our run to. She's Kion's doctor. So whenever anything is going on, she's the first person that
home
we call.
Home doctor, apart from Dr. Dedino.
Apart from Dr. Dedino. And then DG is the person that I rant to a lot of the time when I'm trying to figure out this daddy something / you know, what the hell is going on something. So this is always one message or one call away. So guys, as always, and we still haven't got used to the fact that we don't live next door to each other anymore.
Speaking of being a pediatrician, Tosi has a mobile. Oh, yeah.
Yay. Tell us.
From the last time quickly. We saw,
things Tosi have changed.
Okay. So it's basically, I have a social media page on Instagram. It's tagged the mobile pediatrician. I've had that running for about 2 years now, 2-3 years now. And all of it came from the fact that there's a lot of information that we have as pediatricians, and it doesn't always translate to the rest of the public. That's other parents who have children and have questions.
Yeah.
So, I thought to myself, many parents won't have the opportunity to come to the hospital to get their questions answered. So how about, you know, having something that everybody has access to. So
yay.
Amazing.
As pastor's, you know, supportive husband, You're doing great, DG. Well done. Well done.
Glory be to God. Pediatrician on Instagram, right?
Yes, on Instagram.
So please, you guys should follow.
No underscores, nothing. It's just mobile pediatrician.
So it'll be on the screen, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that,
DG. But this is for the listeners. For listeners, yeah. Our director is a stressful director. Mm-hmm. Go on YouTube and watch it so that you can see the name on the screen, please.
Okay, so. The last time, I mean, we shot season one almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
So a lot of things have, you know, changed. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, mostly for the better. Mm-hmm. I apologized before for how long it's taking. I apologized on Yehovah's behalf because she's the reason why we didn't.
It's a lie. I'm tired.
Like,
I'm tired.
I was available.
Ibro was never available. We're supposed to do this a long time ago. He was never available. Always working.
It's work.
Director, do you want to say something? Thank you.
So people know what's going on right now. When people are ganging up against you, you know that you are the right person. Oh. So the truth is out there. Ihoma is super busy. You know, she's a career woman. She didn't have time. I was available. I kept begging. Maybe when I was shooting this thing. Eventually, I had to call a couple of producers.
No, I had to call a couple of... You will get it fast. Since Ibro is never...
Unavailable.
Yeah. And I will make myself available. So season three, very soon.
Thank you. I don't want to have to call producers and tell them, you know what, she doesn't have, she's not on seat. You know, I had to do what I had to do.
Season three, you will get it. Let me hear.
Somebody can operate.
I will chico your nose now.
Wow.
All these threats of violence.
So anyway,
a lot of things have changed. There's been growth in many different areas. Now, one of the things that I am personally struggling with is, I'm just going to jump right into it. One of the things that I'm personally struggling with is screen time.
Mm.
So let me put it in context, right? I grew up watching TV, a lot of TV. So at first, because there was only TV from like 4 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
So that was the limit, 4 p.m. to like 5 p.m. when it's bedtime. And 4 p.m. to like, 9 p.m.
Yeah, but 9 p.m.
Bedtime, then Mumsy takes over and watches the news and all of that. Then cable TV showed up. So you could watch TV
endlessly.
Anytime.
Yeah, rich kid though. Because. So people grew up tapping other people's.
Okay. So we got cable, and then we used to watch. Sometimes I'll go to bed early.
You got
then,
cable.
Then snake. I'm sure you had cable.
I did not have cable. My parents would. In fact, they always thought about cable being the demons or the devil's devil's instruments.
Fair.
They struggled from your books.
We had cable. And I can vaguely remember like being stuck on Cartoon Network from. Morning till when did it close? I think it used to close at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. And then WWW.
Are you looking at my director? My director was looking at you like, are you talking to me?
Because, at a particular point in time, they will switch it from Cartoon Network to something else, and then you will now be
like, I didn't know that.
It was wrestling. It was WWF.
You will know people that had cable. You
were like, okay.
So that we will not make our spouses feel some type of way, we shall move on. TV played a huge role in my upbringing. Like, my mother had my time, right? I studied, but I watched plenty TV. Mm-hmm. And I feel like today there's a lot that I am aware of and, you know, pop culture references and all of that mm-hmm. that came because I watched TV. Mm-hmm. So my worry is I had that. I turned out reasonably okay. Did you have a punch in the truth?
You think?
I hate you for the look you're giving me right now. I said reasonably okay. I didn't say I turned out great. I'm great, by the way. But did you? So I feel like if I regulate his screen time the way that, you know, a lot of people are suggesting or asking us to, wouldn't that be me depriving him of something that I had growing up that wasn't bad for me?
Mm-hmm. Me, I don't want to regulate anything.
Yeah, I know why you don't
want to regulate. Uncle should watch TV. Let me have me time.
And that's part of good parenting, you know. Making sure you have good time.
That's a great point, because I was thinking about it, right? That a lot of times, screen time, TV, tablets are more for the parents to have some type of sanity, right? And quick story, and she hated me for this, right? When our daughter was very young, I'm not sure what happened, but I had the night duty and she just did not want to sleep.
Oh, I remember this just
so far. I'm like dancing, yeah, doing everything, feeding. I think she was she up to a year?
She was over a year.
She was over a year.
We went for that day. I can remember that we went for, there was church in the park. And then I think we were there till late. And this girl was dancing like a bunny. Like
it was a Sunday.
She was going. She kept going like Energizer bunny.
So you thought she would be tired.
So we're like, you should be knackered by, you should be done. Like, you should be actually knackered by the time you get home. And it was his, you know.
Yeah, so it's my, I was going to work on Monday.
Oh.
And I'm like, baby, sleep. This was me going back and forth till about 3, 4 a.m. Oh, I have to go to work. So I literally put on the TV, padded where she sat, watch TV till you drop so I could sleep.
I woke up and I came out of the room and I screamed. Because I woke up at like 7 a.m. and I saw Shaiton, that's my our daughter, in like half drunken state. Like she looked like she was drunk. Like she was but like she was holding on to the last bits of wakefulness.
She was watching TV.
She could keep watching TV. She had pooped at different points in the house. She had peed on different parts, like different places in the living room. I was screaming because I was like
I needed to sleep.
I was upset with him. But then I didn't even know what to do with her. I just grabbed her and got her to sleep. That you can't. What is this?
Sleep, dear.
No.
So a lot of times, right, it's that place where we are not necessarily thinking about the value the screen time is for the giving the child. Mm-hmm. It's more, I want peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. I want you to stop crying, which is great, right? However, I guess my thought process as well is that too much of a good thing can be bad. Like sugar is great, but we are adults now. Telling us,
fam.
No sugar, all of that. Mm-hmm. So, and with information right now, obviously things have changed for the better with access, with technology and things like that. But I also worry because I was telling someone recently that I'm amazed at what my kids know. And I'm like, am I the dumb one? Because talking about animals, remember driving to and from school, there's always a story, a conversation about an animal, a plant. I know I'm smart, but I didn't know all of these things. I am way. At least relative.
So like I kind of have like a, I don't know, it's almost sort of, I have a different perspective to the whole thing. And it's one of those things where you say that hindsight is 20/20. So, you know, we talk about it and we say that, you know, when we were younger, we watched TV from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the interesting part is that that happened at the time that we can remember. That means we were at a certain age.
Uh-huh.
We could remember that age. But what was happening before then? We were in school. We were at daycare. We were wherever. Probably not watching
with grandma.
TV. Yeah, with grandma. Wherever else, not watching TV. So that's, you know, the perspective that many times when we are talking about these things, we don't... It's not our fault, but if we think a little deeper to those things, we'll realize that we weren't always watching TV. That's the truth. So now we're at a point where there's ease of access. Like the worldview is so different now. And I remember being at a parent session one time and parents were all like, oh, everything that's happening nowadays. Oh, you know, there's this whole hula baloo. And I said, you know what? Actually, the people that I'm most worried about are the parents. Because, like, you're not ready. You're not ready. The world is moving faster. You're not ready, you know. Because these children are going to have access one way or the other. It's your decision. You're the one that then has to, you know, take decision on how much access, when to have access.
What type of access. So that framework, right? Yeah.
So at the end of the day, those decisions kind of, they fall to the parents. And because we're not ready, you know, there's that sense of, okay, you know what? I need my peace. Okay, so you know what? You can watch TV. Or I used to watch TV too when I was a child. So, you know, you just watch TV. So there's, you know, all of that. And we're talking about this, you know, before we started this, and I was like, you know, there are actually guidelines, and those guidelines are like, comes up with these things. People are stressing us now. But there are actually guidelines that are very specific about, you know, timing of exposure, timing of when to start children watching TV. And this was, I can talk all day about this, but TV in children, like TV and children, it's like bread and butter pediatric type question. Like you'll always ask you things about it. Like, what are the benefits? What are the risks? What are the health problems children can have from watching? Because there are health problems that children can get from watching, from, you know, being on TV all the time.
Because posture, they're like this.
Yeah,
there are
quite a number of
eyes,
problems.
The intensity of the screen.
The shows that are very, very highly stimulating.
There's that make them emotional development. Mm-hmm. There's so many things, right?
So there are quite a number of health problems. And then not to even mention, you know, there's a thing about eyes, there's a thing about being more sedentary because, you know, the whole point of growing and being a child is just being able to be, socialized, go and hang out with other kids. But because, you know, if a child's already used to that, being sat in one position and watching TV all the time, tendency towards being bigger than they should, not being able to be as active as it should, predisposition to other health issues later on. Those are there. Poor school performance is a thing. However, you know that thing, it's kind of debatable. Sorry, I can't come on.
No.
It's kind of
debatable, but the reason why I say it's debatable is because, TV can be a distraction. That is fact. TV can be a distraction. However, there's some TV shows that kind of, you know, bring children up to speed with the things that they are learning in school and kind of even give them perspective on what they're learning in school. So that's where how do we navigate?
So the curation, which is why I said that some of the things my kids say, I know that it's directly linked to kind of programs that they like or watch. So I guess the benefit that we have is that they like other things beyond cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So they actually like science shows. Like, they like watching some medical shows. I'm like, watching surgery.
Things, right? Okay, so there's this show, there's some names like Dr. Binox.
Yeah.
And these shows that talk about what ifs, what if the world was flat? Mm-hmm. What if people were made of stone? Mm. All those kind of interesting, scenarios that make you think differently.
Ask the right questions, reason, and
And sometimes it will come to me, and I remember my daughter telling me that her classmates say that she watches baby stuff, she doesn't watch advanced stuff. I'm like, Shaito, don't worry, we're doing great. You don't need advanced stuff.
You don't need that.
Because I can't cope. We're doing great,
So I guess that's the point about then creating that framework, right? Yeah. Because we can't run away from it. Screen time is here to stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? But then becomes, how do you have that framework? So the point about introduction, at what age?
What age?
So our kids right now know that.
How old are they now?
So 8 and 5. I'm paying school, full primary school fees now.
For both of them now.
By the grace of God. By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Sister, they're doing well.
I'm grateful to God. So I guess I pushed for that to be our standard, such that during school, no TV, no tablet, nothing, from Monday till Friday 4 p.m. or Friday after school. So they know. So there's no tantrum, there's no crying, there's no conversation. By chance, they're meant to have gone to bed, and I put on TV, I'm paying for to watch, and they happen to stroll by. I'm like, why does it go upstairs? Or tell me, can we change what? There's no conversation.
Like the audacity.
Is that you're watching the news or you're going to close your eyes? It is facts.
Go asleep.
The audacity. You come, I want to watch my own. Your what?
What? As in,
tell me,
are you
paying? What job you have? How much you contribute?
What income you are putting on the table?
Contributing member, financially contributing member.
The beauty is when they fight. When they fight.
Both of them.
And you're like, Shaita doesn't want to let me watch my own.
My own.
First of all, hang on. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Let's clear this.
Or when
this
they are done arguing about who watches first,
then who's watching us.
Then they then go, they then come to me that I'm not my brother or my sister that let me watch my own. Can I have your tablet? Please. There'll be negotiations. I will not make noise. I just want to play a game.
I love it.
But that's, again, within the context of, is it weekend or it's a holiday, right? So we don't have those conversations during the week, right? So I'm happy that they understand that very clearly.
At what age did you start?
That's the question I was going to ask.
So I would say this. When Shaitan was younger, and of course, like, I'm the one that should, you know, based on guidelines, I'm supposed to be the one that enforces that, okay, from 0 to 2 years, no screen time. But I was very busy. I was residency mom. And I do know that Shaitan got screen time. And it showed, because Shaitan's accent was not from here.
Yes,
like, everybody kept saying the same thing. That, where did she... I say it's TV. It's actually TV, you know. So, but once... And I realized who she was. And that's another thing about screen time. Screen time also affects certain things, like potty training, and certain things that you need to ensure that your children are able to do. It can be distracting. So I remember then she was potty trained, but once she's watching TV,
she just leaves and then she goes on herself.
And then I said, okay. So I see that this is a problem. So I started trying to cut down when she was in preschool, like kinder, and before she got to nursery school. But I also realized that there wasn't a lot to engage her with because I wasn't always around. And at a point, I was pregnant with Ife. Once I got home, I said, Shaitan, Mama Yo-Yo, you know what? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we are not watching TV. And that's that. You have enough work. In fact, I thank God, because also at school, they give them enough to engage them. So she has homework every day. And if she doesn't have homework every day, we'll find something for her to do. So there's that engagement that every day, you know, you're not watching TV. You can go outside and play. Can go and run around, do anything, play on the bike, whatever, play with sand, put it on your head, whatever you want to do. But
go to Uncle Ibro's.
Just do anything.
But it brings up a very important point, right? Because it goes back to activity and engagement.
Yeah.
Because what's the screen for? To engage.
That's it.
And a lot of times, I think one thing I always say is that a lot of us as parents haven't really learned how to be parents. We might have observed different things.
Yeah, it's on the job.
Exactly. If something is very important to you, even if you land in that career or that element, you would some type of training, right? So every job that I know has some type of training. So even if it's once in a year, you do some type of refresher. Things are changing, some type of upskilling. For parenting, a lot of times it's just hit and miss, or we just observe, or hopefully if we are deliberate enough, attend a class or read a book, right? Or things we don't like, exactly.
Yeah.
So it does tell me, and it's a big challenge, right? Particularly with hustle and bustle and time, how do we engage kids? So right now, one of the questions about what do they do when there's no TV during the week? There's homework, but homework... ends at some point, right?
That's
so we're like, okay, do some music. So at least
they have
some music lessons twice a week, right? Mm-hmm. So at least that's 1 hour, 2 hours of activity.
Mm-hmm.
But it also then means that because I now work from home, for the past year, that's opened my eyes a number of things, right? Just the conversations, the engagement, because it's when they can't or you don't feel engaged. And also a function of where we live, how you live, because again, being able to play outside. It's tough now, security, kind of house you live in, and estates or no estates, and streets and no streets. So all those things kind of play into why screen time seems to be the easiest way to keep them engaged. But doesn't mean it's the best way. Yes, maybe not, right?
Great. Yep. That is, man. So, for us, right? What she said about, we touched on it earlier about content that is overstimulating and all of that. I noticed that shows that have a lot of flashing colors and fast talking characters and everything get him a bit agitated, and he's now, you know, all frantic and everything.
Or wanting to jump from the couch to the floor.
That was me.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Let's not get into things I did as a child.
Yes. Let's go on.
This is what happened.
Oh my God.
So the idea is to make sure that it happens when you are there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because if they don't do these things in front of you, do them when you're not there. And then if anything goes wrong, it's a bigger problem. But when you can ensure that it's... Okay, sorry. We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. That's another conversation for later. So for Keon, right... We went through like different types of content, you know, because it was, you know, COVID was, you know, lockdown had just ended. So everything was still slow. People were, you know, so I had time with at him. Home. So I used to watch a lot of shows with him, and I'll try different things to try and see what mm-hmm. really got to him. Mm-hmm. And then one day, we just stumbled upon number. And normally you play whatever it is, and he'll do, and then he'll get distracted and stop watching. But then from the first moment he saw Number Blocks,
mm-hmm.
the end.
That was the end.
That was the end. You guys remember? So we went from Number Blocks. Then you know how you know when you spend a lot of time watching a particular. Whatever
you YouTube suggested. Now,
you so know, just correct, similar. Correct, correct, yeah. correct.
So went Number Blocks, Alpha Blocks, Color Blocks. Mm-hmm. And there's something else he now started watching. What was it again? So there are these four shows that he started to watch, and from that point on, I just realized that I didn't have much to worry about anymore because even when if he gets your phone and goes on YouTube, he's not really interested in. That's why when you talked about Shaitan Ife being so interested in flora and fauna and all of that, mm-hmm. it's makes I get sense. It because yeah. once they find what they want, once they find what they want, mm-hmm. they're good. So it's our responsibility to find to make sure that what they want is good for them.
I think that's why I said that screen time for me. I know some people disagree with a lot of screen time. For me, I think screen time really helped Keon, mm-hmm. and he's now. I look at him and I'm like, my boy's our boy is smart. Mm-hmm. Like numbers, I didn't even know there was a quillion.
Quintillion. There you go. There you go.
There you go.
But like as they just said, they will evolve for the rest of our lives. Keon is going to be teaching us new things.
Yeah.
I remember doing this to my mom where she would say something. And I'd be like,
that's not it. You tell her.
Even so colors, he now she would knows.
Call me and say this thing.
Wait till you start doing homework, you don't understand.
Baba, I go
you will now be forming. my glasses are not clean again. Give me a minute, give me have a call. Did you help me now? Just homework. But it disgraced me.
I think you remember something like that.
Yeah, as I was saying, not only has screen time helped him with his numbers, his alphabets, because we had, how we trained him with alphabets was saying A, B, C, D, E. That's how we learnt.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
That's not how they do at school.
Phonics, right?
Yeah. Phonics, yeah.
So Phonics, he learnt that online mm-hmm. on his tab. He learnt how to say numbers. He's reading now.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, but I could see that he was reading. Like that last time when we were
I was the last numbers, person to find out that Keon could read.
That's so he was cool. reading. He was reading.
So, even just he knew before me.
No, because like we were on the TV and then we were dancing and vibing to numbers. And I could see that he was reading those numbers.
No, I don't mean...
I know he can cite like, numbers, but he was reading them.
I'm saying your boy can read text like words.
Yeah.
Because that's why he teach them phonics.
He was
the phonics good. Helps them to okay.
That's actually good.
Very good.
At his age. Yeah.
So that and also Spanish. He got how to say 1 to 20. I'm so proud of him. That's so every episode I get, I can say it. He says 1 to 20 in Spanish, and he did not learn it from me. They don't do Spanish in their school, so he learned it from his tab. Then what else? Numbers. Well, this boy is downloading games, Sha.
So that's one point. But you see, there's something that you said. I'll get to that. So children can learn a lot from a wide variety of sources. And, you know, the people who make these programs and games are super smart. Like, they know what they're doing. They know how to...
Child psychology, colors, sounds, how frequency, timing.
But there's also something, there's another element to the whole thing, which is retaining what is learned, like, you know, and making sure that, you know, you screen out what you don't want them to learn or what you don't want them to see.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
So I was drinking water, and then I was like, oh, I think I need some sugar in my system. And then I drink some of your juice, and it's like water.
Like Jew water.
It's Jew water. Like there's barely any dip. That's it was so disappointing. Like my expectations were so high.
Sorry, you come back.
Carry on, I'm sorry.
So going back to the question around Cocomelon and some of the stimulating shows. I remember then, I don't, you know, because sometimes you're careful about names because you don't want somebody to wake up and start saying something later on in the future. But I remember this cartoon that like from one point or one idea to the next idea was like I don't know if they were counting the milliseconds or I don't know. Like it was just seconds. You know how Tom and Jerry, the idea builds. Mm-hmm, so like you are saying it and it's progressing, right? But this one's like, you are here in 1 minute. And then the next minute, is like a completely different thing. Yeah. And then you can't even process that. And then it wasn't, you know, I wasn't surprised to see that there were studies that were showing that show was affecting processing, was affecting children and the way they were processing mm-hmm. things. Like it just was not a good show, but it's still running.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
people still watch the yeah. show. So like with Cocomelon, my first thing, like, and it's not just Cocomelon, there are a couple of shows just like that too. That they come off as very loud, very vibrant. Yeah, because any child that's hearing that, those sounds will immediately be like drawn to the sounds. Mm-hmm. But what are they learning next?
Yeah.
And what is happening inside? There's that the overstimulation is a thing. There are children who watch shows and they can't sleep because they have to process the shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you find that parents will be telling you that this child is telling me, like he's like, they're recounting what learned they watched when they should be sleeping. Like they wake up and they keep going over the show over and over again. I'm like, these are issues. And yeah, those are actually things that, you know, work against or are scores against, you know, the screen time thing. But the important thing, and it's very good to know that, and then that's, you know, what you're seeing with Keon and what we saw with Shaito and the face, that there it is a rich source of knowledge. Like there's so much they can learn. There's just so much they can learn. There's a space of learning, like having the knowledge about facts, like science facts, art facts, experimental stuff, all that. And then this place of morals and guidance, right and wrong, social cues. And there's a place where you engage. So they're watching something, you watch with them, then you pause and you ask them, like, so what does this mean?
Right.
Or what's this saying to you? And sometimes you can be watching a show, but maybe you're just all learning. Like, you've not watched the show before and you're watching with the child. I remember one time, like, what's it called? Shaitan was watching a show and I could hear what they were saying. And the person said something, like the character said something. And I said, I paused it. I said, Shaito, I hope you know that you can never
use that word.
Never. Like, in fact, it didn't take long before Shaito said she wasn't watching the show anymore. And that show has been flagged, by the way. Like, it took some time before they flagged the show. But when I was surprised that it took that long, they flagged it. Because I'm like, why are you teaching kids? Why are you teaching them to say to their dad? It's like there are no boundaries. Then they can say different things to different people.
Because again, the reality is that the show producers or creators don't share your values.
They don't.
Fair.
So
fair.
It's a global audience. You have, so it goes back to then your value system, which is why I said earlier that our job really is the framework. Screen time is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's elements of the impact. Even as adults, tell us if you're trying to get better sleep.
Yeah.
Your sleep patterns, sleep your cycles.
Turn off
your phone, put the lights. Even your phones have the dark mode, right? So all those things are already there because studies to show the impact on your brain and all those things as adults. So imagine kids who are born into this. Of course, I don't think it's been enough time to see the long-term impact, which hopefully will not be too bad. But ultimately, we need to be clear that there are positives and negatives, and a framework is always so
knowing
that your values, the health, like I said, posture, impact of the eyes, because you don't want to be spending money on eye issues so early, right? Mm-hmm. Postural correction. Even some shows talk about, I know people have complained about speech development. Some kids also want to talk and make all those sounds, and I'm like, have fun out.
Yeah.
So there are things that calls for us to be conscious and
also engage.
Exactly. Engage.
I would also like to mention to people watching and the viewers listening that there are ways to help your kids. Like for us now, even on my phone, Keon, sometimes he just drops his laptop and his tab and he wants to take my phone. I have restriction. So there's a way that you have the parental control that you can make sure your child does not go
scrolling to certain apps and stuff.
Yeah, so I did that. We did that for his tab. We did that for my phone, his father's phone, whenever he goes on YouTube. So you can help. Then also dim the light to help with the...
Yeah.
So on that point as well, so one of the rules is not to use other people's devices.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So you can't use some uncle, auntie, nanny's devices because I don't know what is on there.
Yeah.
Because we are always concerned about exposure. Because not every adult is as responsible as you.
Fair.
Has the same. Because before you know, you're talking about YouTube or YouTube kids. What about pictures, galleries, right? Mm. People do all sorts.
And videos.
So the rule is do not take any. You can't tell me go to a birthday party and you're crying because your friend has a screen or a phone and you want to
take it. No.
Excuse me. No.
Or the other one of searching for somebody else's.
Yeah,
device,
you can't do that. So it's again very clear instruction that has to be embedded because nobody parents the same way you parent. Mm-hmm. Every adult knows to be responsible.
Mm.
Every adult has a child around them. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the things, like I said, framework. You cannot use other people's devices. So if I allow you to do screen time, it has to be within my control. So it's either our TV, our tab, or your tab, not anybody, or I must vet who I'm comfortable allowing them give you their phone to play a game or.
I think this is my takeaway from this episode. This is the thing that I've learned from this episode that I needed to learn.
Can I say something? Yes, ma'am. So I have this question to ask our elders.
I'm young, go. Please.
If Jato and Ife ever do this thing that the TV is on and it's on YouTube Kids, their tab is on and it's on YouTube Kids. Your phone is on and it's on YouTube Kids. And they want everything.
Like there was something. There was something else with that.
Because
you must want something
at
else.
At some point, he would actually come upstairs. Like if he knows that I'm, he'll come upstairs to the bedroom and come to see what I'm watching, and then on YouTube.
I want YouTube.
Music. I want. Like he wants to watch a show on YouTube Kids. Basically, he wants all the screens that are within reach.
Different. Our boy is a tech bro.
Do you know, he did that, I don't know if I said this before, where he started to link his tab
to the TV.
To the TV. So if you're watching something else, he'll just cast it. So that whatever is playing on his tab, so everybody must watch what he's watching.
That's a boss.
And I'm like, Oga.
That's the Oga of the house.
I think I'm going to start doing what you're doing. Please, let me know how much you paid for this item or for the internet. Now we've gotten to the stage where, because he's, older, he's, communication is getting easier and easier. So I've now been able to let him know that you cannot have more than one device at a time. Yeah. And you cannot always demand.
Correct.
That you want to watch.
Correct.
If you want Dada's phone or you want Mama's phone, if Dada is using his phone,
you
cannot have it. If Dada is on the phone, you cannot come and ask Dada to talk about, let me finish, then I will talk to you.
Correct.
But it's hard. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's difficult because
I guess the reality that we still have to parent, right?
Yeah.
There are teaching moments. There's elements of sharing, for example.
Mm.
You can't always get
what you want.
So my kids, I threatened them the other day. And so
Shaito got it.
So I was doing school. I was coming there from school. We were bringing from school about that the other day. And they saw one of their friends' cars at a
on.
And they're like, they want to go that their mom takes them there. After I'm like, guess who I am?
Not your mom.
I'm like, kids, we're going home. There's food at home. Classic line, right?
But there's food at home.
There is food at home.
God.
We have become our parents.
And I have a meeting, right? So I'm timed.
Yeah.
And they go, I never take them to Itchery or to the mall. They don't.
Emotional blackmail.
Let me introduce myself to you again.
Emotional damage.
So I'm like, and I go, okay, that's one. So you want to go out? Yeah, I want to go somewhere. That's beautiful. So when we get home, I'm going to pack a bag. I will take you to Makoko. I will exchange you with two other children who will come and live your life for the weekend.
You do field trip.
Oh, the tears. No, I know what you will go out to. You want to go out. You're going to go. What about my homework? You will do your homework there with the mosquitoes dancing around you under a bulb somewhere on dirty water. You would appreciate
the life that you live.
Oh, it's hot. I want the AC on. Oh, wow. I love how you pay the bills in this house. So you want to go out? You will go out. Oh, tears followed.
Somebody was
I don't want to go. You will go out. Somebody you want to go out, Abby?
Anyone to get home, Abby?
we went home. She cried for about an hour. But
no, I mean, getting home means you're going to pack your bag.
Yeah, so of course, there was that element. So I had, again, with a teaching moment to say, do you know what? That's great, but you have to appreciate what you have.
And it's that's a lesson or a teaching that never ends. Like, you gratitude. There are not many children that grab it, like, you know, instantly or even in months.
Yeah.
You keep teaching it because at some point in time, they're going to be like, well, this person has this. And, you know, even for us, like, growing up, many times we have to catch ourselves, mm-hmm. like when we're about to be like,
mm-hmm.
like, with what you have, you know. So for them, it's even more acute. Like, oh, but this person has this and this person has that. Why can't I get this? Why can't I get that? And it's like,
Because ultimately, we're talking about screen time because we're bougie.
Mm-hmm.
We are bougie talking about screen time.
If you, when you put it
because
like that,
you must have this screen, the device that costs how many hundreds of thousands of naira.
Electricity.
Have power. You have internet.
Fast.
There are kids that don't have homes, or food, or running water.
Yeah.
So there is a demographic that would never have this problem of screen time because they're thinking about how to survive.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's always important to be clear that this is not how life is.
This is
sound good for good times, but what if you find yourself in a different situation?
Can you
cope? Can you survive? So that's kind of how we try to balance as well.
Yeah. Okay, let me take you back to screen time. So you mentioned that at a certain age, you stopped them from watching TV, like Sheiton and Ife, watching during the week. So what do you do to keep them active, to replace the screen time? For me, I know I have. I'll tell Kion, come, let's create something together because I know that he loves numbers. So I'll cut. We did a video where we had to cut out
cards. Oh, yeah, so that's,
write numbers, paint. So what do you guys do?
Okay, so Shaitan had to cut. Ife grew into it. So, like, it was already before Ife came. So, like, for the weekdays, they're pretty much occupied. Like, you wake up in the morning, you go into school, you come back. When you come back, like almost 4 o'clock, you're back. And then you have to eat your lunch, you have to do your homework. And then after doing homework, it's more or less like, okay, oops, dinner time is almost near. Or maybe if they have enough time on their hands, they're like, I don't know what to do. Go and read your book, as my mother would say. Go and read your book. Okay, mommy, I've read my book. Okay, go and play outside. You know, just finding other things for them to do. And then sometimes, yes, ever so often there might be the craft or something that maybe
just
they
paper,
want to do.
Color pencil,
go and I'll
draw
give them
something,
paper and task them. Tell them, okay, you know what? You color this and you color that. And thankfully there are a lot of printables.
Yes.
There are a lot of printables online. There are a lot of activity books and stuff like that. Now it's not every single child's cup of tea, but you can start them on that journey. And once I give them crayons and I give them sheets of paper. And I tell them the world is your oyster. They're very happy. They'll just start doing whatever. And then they'll bring it to me. Sometimes it's a card. Sometimes it's... But at least some time has gone. They've been engaged on that level. So it's kind of like finding what... Just like you're doing with Keon. It's just like finding what they really
enjoy
and can engage with. Apart from running outside. Running outside is always a good thing, but then when they are indoors and you're stuck indoors, and then they do some other interesting things, of course, that takes it's my day, you know, they come for my time, but it's okay. Like, mommy, we want to have what they call a camp indoors, you know, grab our chairs, create camp.
Duvet,
so they do all those kind of things, and then they carry like something, and they are maybe playing or reading something, but at least for that period of time, I can get them to say, it's dark, try and catch some sleep. You know, but just, you know.
I'm going back to board games as well, right?
Yeah.
Because
Shaitan likes board games.
Board games, so of course, let's play Ludo, let's do this. I'm like, okay.
Snakes and
just two games. I have to go back to work. But at least, again, like I said, working from home has helped me see things differently, right? And that's bond,
right,
is formed outside screen time, or at least can be, but again, it just takes time. So, I understand that easier said than done a lot of times because, again, we are all hustling for one thing or the other, so time is really the constraint. So, at least the point is to be conscious and to try as best as one can
within the that's it.
Thank you so much. Do we want to ask them this?
No.
Okay.
No, we've pretty much
covered everything.
Yeah. Look at us. Woo. So, what do you call it? There's this thing that I'm trying to do, mm-hmm. and this one just doesn't rate it.
I said that Kyo could just come and say,
just be like, oh,
mommy, it's not how many.
Yes.
It's how much time.
You know, it's like, so funny that then Kyo calls us when he's like, daddy, mommy. I said,
this one, she's not ready to let go.
Call me mama.
Because daddy makes him sound so much.
That he has grown.
Yeah, it now hits her more clearly than
I'm serious, so I'm very
they,
sure
they
when
just,
I
they just, they just, they just.
Say what you want to say. What do you want to say? Please. Say, oh yeah.
You pay primary school fees. As loud as he has grown.
School fees that they did not pay for his
Actually, on that point, when he was in nursery two, right? So the final year of nursery school. So I remember his third term. Let's do pickups a lot, right? And the teacher kept on saying that this young man has changed because he was on track to being the best behaved student for the year. And she's like, he's making her rethink because term one, term two, quiet, very focused, very observant. But his third term, he decided to just call everybody's bluff and do what he wants to do.
I'm going to show you who I really is.
For me, I have an explanation. And it may not be mm-hmm. the entire thing, but you know I keep saying it, that I felt like there was something else going on apart from him just finding his voice, mm-hmm. as they say. And it was health. I felt there was also a part of it that was health related, mm-hmm. and then kind of we found out that yes, there was something going on. But he's fine.
Mommy, the doctor. Okay.
No, because for a moment I'm like, sorry, what's going on?
No, but at the point it was like they kept saying they would call him and he wasn't answering them.
Right.
And then I was like, at the point, like I sat with him, I was like, Ife, what's going on? Like, they're calling you, you're not answering. And I also realized that he was doing the same thing at to home. Me.
So one would think, he was being rude, right?
Yeah, so
it was an allergy, had an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I called him. So he was.
I think it was very important point. So yeah, that observation was important because we think, right, he was being rude or being naughty, but he was actually having allergies that he was just sensitive to dust or whatever. So it just cost.
And then he
take medication and it's fine.
Like, I imagine
his hearing was also.
Yeah, because of the allergic reaction. So again,
no, please explain for that, because some people might not know about it. What do you mean?
Okay, so when I spoke with him, because he's that kind of person that if he after a while he will say what's on his mind. So he said to me, I couldn't hear them. So I was like, when he said that, the thing hit me, like it hit me hard, and I was like, coach, okay. And he had been back and forth, been a couple of things. I noticed that he was having some mouth ulcers, and I was like, this thing was really disturbing, and kept finding out that there were some things that were causing those. And then he started snoring like for, on and, it wasn't on and off, it was persistently. And I was like, okay, so he's snoring and then this is coming up. It might be connected. So I didn't want to see him myself I'm a mommy at this point. This was being a mommy. Thank you. at this point, like when it comes to this, I didn't want to be the one to. So I took him to see the ENT. And they did their checks. I already kind of knew that there were some things we were going to find, but what was like the, what's it called? What was like the curveball was when they did the hearing assessment and persistently we were getting subnormal recordings. And they said to me, okay, that yeah, he probably has some fluid behind his ears, and in one ear it's mild, in another ear it's not mild, so let's treat. And so he's been on and he's much better, like he's much better now. At least he doesn't do that thing of people calling him and him not answering. No, that's not that.
Yeah, so whatever was swelling was impacting that. So it was an allergic reaction to
allergies.
So it's just information, and observation, 20, right?
35 years ago, he would be getting spanked.
Because they
would just think, this one, he wants to spoil.
He wants to
be naughty,
child.
He wants to be, but it was actually not his fault. He was just allergic to something and it caused that reaction. That whole, I guess, mommy being a doctor helps, right?
Yeah. What was he allergic to?
No, well,
the mostly environmental. Panel, and it was mostly environmental. Allergens. Like his mommy. I also have allergies like he does.
Yeah, so. Kion, you know, I called you the other time and told you that he's been sneezing and rubbing his eyes and his nose.
So I was like, his own, I guess he just entered a different point because it was now affecting his sleep breathing. Like he wasn't breathing well at sleep. That's why he was snoring. But he's fine. He's actually.
Thank goodness. Fine now. Thank God for that. Thank God.
Sure. Oh, wow. That's a relief.
It's fine.
So
we have come to the end of this episode. Tosi and Deji, is always, always a pleasure having you guys on board. But as usual, you guys know what happens at the end.
Jeez.
Are you ready?
No.
Yes, you are. You see that shade that you threw at us?
Coming back.
Don't you have friends? This is us getting back at you.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
So, here's what's going to happen. We are going to show you something. It's like a lyric, right? Mm-hmm. You have to.
You can't sing it.
Can't
you
sing.
You can't sing it. You have to say it.
Say it. Like read it.
To sing. Right.
Well, here's the caveat in Pidgin English. And it's you toasting her in Pidgin English. And you cannot laugh.
Ah.
So the challenge for you is to get it.
Get her to laugh.
Word for word in Pidgin and get her to laugh. Without changing.
That's tickle her.
You cannot touch her. You cannot. You just with your words.
Ah, you want to disgrace me.
Your expressive face.
Abujio.
And then you. Yeah, you have to switch.
It's not switch it. We are giving a rewrite.
Okay.
That you do in Pidgin to her and toaster. See, she was not laughed.
Your job is to make her laugh. Both your job is not to laugh.
And
he has won. He has won.
Oh.
Ah, winner.
All right, here you go.
I can't smile.
No, straight face.
No, I don't have straight face. You know now.
It's Trisha. What you have to try?
I don't even say the title, right?
No, don't say the title. Just start the... Don't face up.
Don't finish this.
Wait, no, see. Oh, baby, my hair.
I'm sorry.
Femme small picking. Femme small picking. You know what? Femme small picking. No talk at all. Ah.
If you put out make me laugh, that's it.
Wait,
if you put out make me laugh.
Sorry. Papa gonna your daddy gonna buy you a wish. If that wish isn't the thing,
I'll keep this straight face. When people are going to make me laugh,
this is so hard. I don't know what I'm saying because I'm just not aroused. But anyways, I don't know what to say.
You don't enter English. Now, Pidgin is supposed to speak.
Yeah, go on, no.
Femo, he has to finish it. Femo baby. It's hard now.
It's okay.
Hush this baby, Pidgin.
You know, the title is Hush Little Baby.
In Pidgin. What will I say?
You've tried.
Fem.
Brother.
It's hard.
He's getting it. He said, fem.
What's mockingbird in Pidgin?
That would be the nonsense.
What is mockingbird? Why did you put mockingbird?
I said, wishing that. Because that's the flying now. Because, and if that mockingbird doesn't sing in Pidgin.
What do you try, though? Well done.
No, forget. Not did you try
in Pidgin?
We was laughing all through. Look, he was his.
You're stressing me out.
If I wouldn't laugh at what he was saying, I would laugh because he was laughing. Not what he was working with.
It's because of it now.
I had to bring all the strategies because this thing is hard.
No, is the fem?
No, she said fem. I just died. What? But you know it. Because I looked at it before she gave it to you, and I was
it's
like,
hard.
It was hush. Like,
talk now.
Didi, what's the problem? Are you okay? Didi's dying in the background.
He will be dead.
I said, remember when I'm thinking, how Baba wants to say hush? What is, I said, well, that's his cross career. No,
even me, I don't. No. You try though. It's fair. It's throwing PG.
Yeah, yes, it's true.
Femi, mm-hmm. Like quiet.
No, Femi, Femi is to shut up. Like
no talk. Hush. Quiet.
Hush is quiet though.
Quiet.
No, no, but the context Femi was said.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that
was like, yeah.
There's nothing you could have said.
I'm
watching.
You
know, Femi was perfect. But I'm sure that I'm sure in the comments, people will come and educate us.
Yes.
On the first stanza of Hush Baby, you know, don't you care? Anyway,
don't you have something to tell fathers? Are you not doing that?
Yes.
Fast.
Dear Dad, if you have a baby girl and she goes to mommy for dress up or comes to you for cuddles, while she's there, throw in a little bit of, you know, color matching and all of that. Because you cannot always, there won't always be a situation where mommy will always be there to play dress up. So when she has only you, at least let's have something to look forward to.
Aww.
This brings me to that joke alert! Babe?
Yes.
What is avocado's favorite workout? Avocardio! Oh, it doesn't get it, doesn't laugh.
I don't know this guy again.
When they wanted you to laugh, you did not laugh.
Oh my god,
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode of the Due Parenting Podcast. My name is Brian Suleiman. This is Linda Ejiofor Suleiman. And these two people here, the fine one is Tosin Amont. That guy.
See, quickly help me so that the fineness.
So don't forget that the fineness. Instagram mobile electrician. Please follow and tell your friends about it and tell your friends. Then please make sure you watch, subscribe. Please, for those who just first timers, subscribe
and go back and watch everything from season one. You would love it, I promise.
Binge watch.
You get to see us again
twice.
Follow us in Instagram. We are Due Parenting Pod on all across all platforms: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and we'll see you next time.
We don't have threads.
Bye.
Sorry.